neglected to say this earlier, but I'm going to mention it now. It's the fact that you are the co-creator slash founder of the Ultimate VO Survivor, or Survivo, as I called it, in the time I met you. And it's quite an initiative, quite frankly. And I know that you'll be doing a retreat. Well, actually, the first retreat happened, didn't it, on June the 25th and 26th. But I know there will be more coming in autumn.
Yes.
I'd like you to talk about the Ultimate VO Survivor.
So the Get Miked, which is GetMiked.com. If you are interested, and I urge you to check it out, Deb Monroe and I created this initiative 12 years ago. We are an online platform to support storytellers of the world. We give...
Get Miked.
GetMiked.com/UVOS, which stands for Ultimate VO Survivor. The Ultimate VO Survivor grew out of... something that we started during COVID. So I do very well financially in the work that I do. Everyone panicked during COVID. I have a home studio and Source Connect, and have had for Source Connect for over 12 years, I think, when it first came out, not knowing why I needed it, but I have a home studio. So of course, during COVID, I worked nonstop. In fact, more than I've ever worked before.
That's because you're the Oracle.
Unlike my friends, they didn't do so well. They didn't have home studios. And most of the voice actors in the world panicked, because most of the voice actors in the world are struggling even during the time when they had agents and could go to studios. So we thought, why don't we create an initiative where we open a platform, and people audition worldwide, and we will give away thousands of dollars worth of prizes, demos, classes, equipment, trips to Hawaii, cruises. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, because actors can't afford that. Canada gave every out of work person during COVID for almost 3 years, $2,000 a month for the entire time during COVID. So Canada really took care of all of its people. Like, most of the actors I know don't make $2,000 a month anyway, not during COVID. So they were very, very happy. And then so we created this initiative worldwide, and we were shocked by the number of people that auditioned. And it was a huge undertaking. We had 4 live shows. It was a huge, I mean, it was just a huge undertaking. We swore we'd never do it again, but it was just a give back to the community. Well, it was such a big success that they asked us to do it again. And we got a bunch of sponsors, and we went, oh my God, we did it again, and said, we're never going to do it again. Because well, you know, you have you've got to listen to thousands of auditions. You've got to bet. You've got to get. Anyway, long story short, we're doing it again. And number 3. And this year, it's so huge that we have a major sponsor that has come on to pay for. It's just gotten bigger than we even know. There's a television series interest out of it. It's like, it's gotten very big. So come August, go online to getmiked.com/UVOS. The platform will open. Audition, gang. You can audition from your home studio. Audition and for a chance to win. Look at our winners. You can watch auditions from last year, from the year before. It's epic. It's unbelievable. You are part of such an amazing team. And the fact that you can watch everybody's auditions, because we ask you to, not everybody does, but we ask you to videotape yourself, because we show the world who storytellers are. Voice actors are never seen.
True.
These are real beings with hearts and souls that are at the microphone, working it to the bone to uplift others. So we want to celebrate you. And we've been asked to go to be invited to VO Atlanta. I always go to all the voice conventions and teach anyway. But UVOS is going to have the finale, is going to air live at VO Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. And
that's in 2023. Any of the runners up will get a free ticket to VO Atlanta, a free hotel stay at VO Atlanta. Jesus. So they will be paid for to go to VO Atlanta and be a part of the live event.
Look where you've started. Oh my God.
It's bigger than my head. And we also did an initiative called Voices for Ukraine. Mm. Please check it out, which is, we've raised something like $6,000 for Ukraine. I wrote a prayer. We invited voice actors in the world to come and record it with us because President Zelensky is the voice of Paddington Bear in Ukraine. He's an actor, and of course he's a voice actor too.
Yeah, I didn't know he was Paddington. That's pretty...
He's Paddington Bear. Wow. And so all the voice actors say this prayer. Please go and look up Voices for Ukraine initiative on the getmike.com, Voices for Ukraine. It'll be there. You go on the website, you'll find it. Please support it. All the voice actors did it for free. All the editors that did the video, all the sound technicians, all the people that put together the music and the video. And I mean, it's a huge undertaking, and we're giving it to the world to support Ukraine. So that's a huge initiative that I would love to invite everyone to support the initiative. If you can, any amount will help. And I feel that the voice actors of the world are giving a prayer for Ukraine. And I believe that all of us that support this initiative are the voice actors supporting them as well. Even if you didn't voice, we are a team. And I feel that this prayer is from all of us to the Ukrainian and Russian people to help create peace between the countries. That being said and done, there's a lot of what Get Mike does. I won't bore you with the details.
Well, you're certainly not boring me, I'll tell you that much.
But we're all a team, so you guys are doing it too. We just are the brand that invites you to share in all of it.
I'm mindful of not taking too much of your time, but interestingly enough, I've got a game, a word association game that I wish to play with you.
And play it.
It's something I like to call Word Wanderer.
One.
And quite simply, I mean, this is really up your street incarnate. I basically say a word, and then you say whatever comes to your mind immediately, be it one word, be it a sentence, whatever. And it's off the cuff, and we just see what happens.
Great.
Okay, so let's go. Voice.
Spirit.
Vision.
Eternal.
Beautiful. ADML.
A delightful resting place.
Very nice.
I know what ADR means, but...
Well, no, of course. Euphoric.
God.
Sandwich.
Two pieces housing the world that feed me every day.
An earth sandwich.
Earth sandwich.
Maybe with cosmic crust. Light.
Us.
Power.
Us.
Fire.
We.
Ocean.
My whale.
Very nice.
My whale is, I'll tell you that story one day.
Well, I mean, I need you back on the show for that one, if nothing else.
Whale is one of my totems, but, you know.
I was going to ask you this earlier, so it's really bloody funny that you should mention this towards the end of the interview. Because earlier on, I wanted to say, which animal do you feel like is a totem? I mean, you can probably guess why I called wolf.
Well, I have many. I have many. And, you know, horse, bear, eagle, whale,
You're a brave star if you remember that cartoon character.
Yeah. Dragon. I've got many sort of this plane totems. I've got others that are
of the astral plane.
Of other. They're other. But I feel that animal. I draw much of my spiritual energy I took down Atlantis and I was a creature. I was an experimentation. I was part human, part creature. And I used to animal speak. I was rebirthed and this is what came out. So who knows if it's real or whatever, but I believe it to be true. And when Atlantis was falling, the blue disks that were the power source in Atlanta were exploding. All of the blue glass was flying through the air and the earth was cracking and there was fire and there was big, huge bins of grain tilting over and the animals were screaming and there were stairs going down into the ocean that were made of stone. And my whale came to me, funnily enough, and wanted to swallow me because the Atlantis was dying. It was crumbling. It was exploding. The whale opened its mouth and I put my arm on the tongue into the mouth of the whale and put my hand on the tongue of the whale. And I was weeping because I couldn't go with the whale. I loved the whale, but all the animals that were in cages and I was a creature that could animal speak, they were all being experimented on and I was the one who spoke to the animals. I had to stay with them and release them all because they had to be freed and I couldn't leave them all alone. And to this day, you talk about the dream. When I was taken down into that spiritual rebirthing place and it was so real to me. And when I came out of it, I had marks where the teeth of the whale had touched my arm, my forearm, and there was all red marks on my arm in my being taken down. And I went on a whaling ship. This is outside of Nantucket in the United States. And we couldn't find the whales. They kept looking for the pods. And we were on this whaling ship. And I was up on the top deck. And I was right at the bow, right like there. And all of a sudden, I screamed this sound that has never come out of me in my lifetime. It was a sound that erupted from me. And the man who was on the loudspeaker talking to all the people on the ship, when we have a seer here, they cut the motors and I was screaming this sound. It just was coming out of me and didn't stop and weeping. And this, as this sound, it was like, I was like being transported through some other, I don't even know. And all of a sudden they came. And the exploding blowholes and the calves and they just came. And there was probably, I don't know, 60 whales that surrounded our ship. And I felt like I literally, the hair on the back of my neck is standing now because I do believe that the whales and the elephants carry all of our memories. I believe that. And I believe that there is a white elephant in India who I meant to meet who will be tattooed because I have seen that as well. And if we as a people can remember that we come in with so much power, so much we can't remember it, but I believe, again, I'm going to come back to that alchemical magic and the power of, I have been an eagle. I have been bear. I have been horse. I have ridden bareback this lifetime on horses as a child on my grandfather's farm and ridden the Clydesdales that are big work animals. I have a kinship to spirit of animals. And guys, if we have an opportunity, just sit and feel the energy of animals. If an animal like a cardinal or a hawk or a snake crosses your path, that is medicine, that you're given a message. Just look and Google the medicine of the animal and you will go, wow, hummingbird, anything. They all have medicine for us. And I believe that deeply.
This speaks to me in so many different ways. I have, and I've got loads of tarot cards, different packs.
Same.
Snap, right? I use an interesting online tarot card every day that gives me a different animal, and it always gives me a different message, which I use for guidance. So sometimes I'll use my tarot cards. Most of the time I'll use my applications. So a lot of the time I'll use rune stones because I'm just very drawn to different methods of divination.
Me too.
is this why you're my oracle? And you know, listening to your well story, I'd be remiss not to mention something it made me think incredibly similar to. That there's a French metal/rock band. Very melodic, very very epic, and they're very nature conscious. They're called Gojira.
And Gojira?
Gojira, yeah, which was the Japanese name for Godzilla. And I'm going to send you a link to this so you can check it out.
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Because they've got this album that came out in 2005.
And it's Whale Sounds?
It's called From Mars to Sirius. And first of all, the cover is a whale flying through space in front of a planet. And the fascinating thing is a lot of the song titles are very similar to what you just said. The first song is called Ocean Planet. There's another song called Where Dragons Dwell. There's another song called The Heaviest Matter of the Universe. One called Flying Whales. One is called The World to Come. And it's just, there's a really fascinating kind of unknown connection with everything you were saying there.
Well, it's like, think about it. The coding, all I would urge anyone to do is all you need to do is look into the eye of a whale or the eye of an elephant. I mean, all eyes of lizards. I mean, I look into the eyes of everything because that's where I see God in everything. And when I say God, God means probably something different to me than what other people.
Well, yeah, I don't assume you mean some old dude of a beard.
I'll call it love. I'll just call it. Yeah, exactly. It's not a guy somewhere. Yeah. I just use it as a word.
Of course.
Because it's sort relatable. Of big. People can put it into something that might mean something as
Deus is ex machina, if you will.
Yes, exactly. And I go, I literally transport because I can see, literally, and people go, because we talk about, you know, our psychic abilities or our whatever feeling abilities, but I have eye consciousness. And I know what I am looking at is not real. I know that it's not real because I see things that are not what other, I know that it's not real to others. It's what I see. So I go, oh, so the things they're seeing are also what I see, but they don't see this thing. So none of it's real, in my opinion. So when I look into the eye consciousness itself, it is a universe. The eye is a universe. And don't forget, inside of the brain where the optic nerve is, there's no light inside of your brain. So it's actually magical of how the eye operates, how the lens works. It's actually magical. I'm so grateful for my eyes. But I can trick my eyes and change with my consciousness, go, this is not real. And all of a sudden it'll go, only for a second. I can't make it happen, but it has happened where I go, oh, what's that? Okay, what is that? I don't know. That was weird. And you think, I must be losing my mind. Or is my mind good? Because your mind is telling you that's a weird thing, but maybe that's the real thing. Like the Matrix, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So when I look into the whale eye or the elephant eye, you will fall into infinite worlds. And it will help you as a storyteller. You know, those are my totems. Let's talk about that. The horse, the bear, and wolf is in there for me as well. But, and coyote tricks around with me sometimes. So I find it fascinating.
I can see you have a bit of coyote in you.
Oh yeah, shapeshifter all the way. I can be dangerous too. Like I can be tricky at the trickster, you know. I'm an actor. Come on.
The ultimate shapeshifter at the end of the day.
That's,
which is actually one of my creative aliases, ironically enough.
Really?
Yeah, the shapeshifter.
I love it because, you know, let's look at the Fool card, right? Everybody go, oh, that's a bad card. It's a bad card. And you're like, there are no, but what does that mean? No, there's no bad cards. Oh, it's so great. That's such a great card. The Tower of Babel is a great card. You know, and people get all bent out of shape because they'll assume that the end of something is bad. That the destruction of something, exactly. Nothing is permanent. Impermanence is the second that just went by. That second just went by. That second, oh my gosh.
The impermanence, only constant is change.
That's it. Hello. And that's what's so beautiful about it all. And a flying whale is where I live. I should show you my artwork.
Yes, you have to.
You would go, I have so many drawings of whales. I have so many drawings of girls flying on foxes amidst koi fish. So she's flying holding a fox, but there's koi swimming all around her in the clouds. It's like, what's happening? Yeah, I've got little men riding snails. I've got snails, or the sacred geometry of a snail is like so incredible to me. But I sort of
is it that name, what's that pattern called? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
The sacred geometry, the spiral.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We are in sync. I'm loving this. Keep going. Hit me with something else.
Well, you look at everything. The sacred geometry is your microphone. Mm. You want to look at the crosshatching in a microphone. So for your websites, put wallpaper as sacred geometry. Nobody's going to notice it. It's behind your image. And FYI, please don't have a microphone or a WAV file as your image if you're a voice actor. That's what every pedestrian voice actor does. You're not that. That's not who you are. You're not a studio. You're not a microphone. And you're not a WAV file. You're epic.
And you're my oracle, that's why I'm going to heed that bloody advice. And I'm going to send you the link, by the way. I'm going to send it to your to Colin so he can give it to
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Awesome. If anybody needs to contact me, or they can contact ellieassistant@gmail.com. If you ever need, anything, if you need answers, talk to Colin. He'll set it up. He'll go, she's busy. He generally will start with no. He'll go, well, she's really busy. But if I say yes, like he'll always go, because he tries to take care of me, and I appreciate
him for that. He's your Jiminy Cricket.
He is my Jiminy Cricket. And he'll go, Ellie, you're tired. It's your day off. It's for free. No. And I'll go, it's fine. I'm fine.
There's so much symmetry to this. And of course, Dumbo is an elephant. So there you go. It all ties in.
Well, Dumbo, okay, that is another thing, because when I was a child, Dumbo, before I'd ever seen Dumbo the flying elephant was my imaginary friend. There was no show that I had seen where I went, oh, it's Dumbo or whatever. Mm. There was also, I didn't even know what a fish was when I was two. I used to, like, I have very big memories of early childhood. And people are like, how can you remember back that far? And I go, it's not far. No. What do you mean? The past is happening right this second. What? People go, the future and the past are happening in this second. So I'm going to share this with you very quickly, David. I don't mean to bore you, but this might help.
Don't bore me. I'm doubling down with that fact.
This might help some people. So I saw this phenomenal spiritual advisor when I was traveling through some trauma earlier on in my life, when I was working with a lot of people to help me heal myself. His name is Erwin Perlman out of Los Angeles, an amazing healer. I can't even put into words how amazing this healer is. At any rate, I worked with him every day, sometimes for a long time. When he was in Toronto, he came to visit for a while, and then he had to leave. And I was put in his path because that's the way the world works. And I went to his little apartment, and his entire apartment was filled with crystals that were 4 and 5 feet tall. They were the largest things. Oh, no, I've never seen anything like it in my life. It was like, what the bloody hell is right?
Is he the king of the elves?
He looked like an elf, honestly, to be quite honest with you. There was a chair, two chairs. He sat in a chair, I sat in a chair, and a little table with a tiny garbage can and a box of Kleenex. He had behind him, there was a little bookshelf and an image of what looked like Maitreya or some kind of Buddha on a lotus, but it was sort of a culmination of many, many spiritualities. It was like nothing I'd ever seen. It was very macrocosm, microcosm kind of art. Long story short, initially when I first came in, I was like, he asked me if I'd like a chicory coffee. I said yes. He disappeared somewhere. I don't know, down the hallway, but there's nothing except the huge, huge crystals. He came back. I drank the coffee. He said, you will see things that you won't understand. Please keep focused on my third eye chakra. And I said, okay. And as he started toning and doing some vocal things that I'd never heard before, he started to shapeshift in front of me. And I started to panic a little bit because I thought I was stoned. I thought he drugged me in the coffee. And he started to glow with light and his face started becoming all these things. And I was like, oh God. And he just kept going, shh, 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 stay focused on my third eye chakra. And it kept going with the kind of toning stuff. And then the next thing I knew, it was over. So he'd obviously hypnotized me in a way. I'd gone and it was an hour and a half later and I was out of my body. And he said I had to go home and sleep for 3 hours and drink tea. And I was like, what the hell just happened? And awesome. All I know is that, yeah. Well, this one time he said, listen, he knew about my childhood trauma. He knew about severe, severe beatings and being locked in the basement with the light out, which is where the monsters were. And I was terrified of the monsters killing me. And, this is as a very young child, and I had broken bones, and I would fall asleep with my face pressed to the door on the landing to the stairs to the kitchen from the basement. And there was a crack of light under the door, and I remember I had always fall asleep with my eyes pressed to the light, so I could just see that crack of light so that the monsters maybe might not come because there was light there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he knew all my stories. And he said, we better go. I'm going to take you on a journey today. And I need you to go tell your child that she is beautiful and loved. And you are always there for her. And she is protected because you need to go visit her because you don't go enough. And you tell her you will always be there for her. And I said, okay. So he takes me on the journey like he always would take me on every day. And I go deep down, deep, 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 deep. And then all of a sudden, boof, I'm gone. And I'm in a field of sunflowers and my little child, who's like about 4 years old, maybe not quite, comes running out in the sailor dress that I remember. And I hug her and I tell her she's beautiful and I tell her I will always be there with her and I stay with her and I pet her and we laugh and we have a great time. And she gives me a little bean, a kind of a kidney bean that I treasure. And then I leave and I come back. And so he's like, my shirt is all wet when I come back out of the whatever thing he does. And he's like, that was wonderful. That's so wonderful that you did that. And he goes, so, and then we get chatting about something else. And he goes, I want to talk to you about your heroes. Who were your heroes? Did you have, friends? Did you have anybody that came to you and protected you when you were scared? And I said, yeah, I did. Of course I did. And he said, well, who were they? And I said, well, I had a princess. I had a bunch of animals, but there was a princess and she wore a blue dress and she was so beautiful and so kind and so powerful and so loving. And he said, I just sent you to her. And I'll tell you, David, I literally left my body when he said that. I went, wah, ah. I didn't understand what he just said. I literally couldn't understand what he just said.
I love it.
I was like, no, what? And I was wearing a blue dress that went down to the ground the day that he did it. And I literally went, oh my, no, no.
So fucking
and he goes,
cool.
He said, I just sent you to her. And I will tell you what, gang. In that moment, I went, oh shit, every story is for a reason. We will, all of our penance and all of our shit and all of the stuff that we've gone through is happening in every moment. So it's almost like a large book, our life. When you close the book, all the chapters are held inside of that book. You can open up to chapter 2, you can open up to chapter 15, or you can go to the very end, the epilogue. It doesn't matter. It's all happening at the same time. When you close that book, the entire book is there. The same is true for us. So live in the epilogue, the great success of your life being completely full of gorgeous chapters, without fear, without remorse, without doubt. You are a complete package, all happening, all of your chapters all at once. Don't forget that you think living in the future, but I didn't get the job. How do you know? Well, I didn't get the job. Well, yeah, because you're saying you didn't get it, but say you got it. Yeah, but I know. Celebrate that you don't know you didn't go. Why? Well, it already, how do you know? How do you know? But how do you know? And then, of course, they get the job when we talk in our class. They go, oh my God. Oh my God. I just got the Air Canada job. Oh my God. And I'm like, what do you think you just did? Do you think I did that? Or do you think you did that? Who do you think did that? I reminded you that you don't know anything, that you can create anything, and you did.
So cool.
There's no beginning and no end. So think of a circle. Think of a circle. The top of the circle and the bottom of the circle are part of the same circle. If the half the circle is underwater, are you underwater? No.
You're everywhere.
Yep.
Ouroboros.
Yeah. Wild, eh?
Yeah, God.
Yeah, it's great. It's all energy. It's all energy, and you, as the alchemical magician, change the story for yourself, or whether you're giving a story to, it's all destined to gang. Your successes are what you decide in your book. Live in the future. I talk to the future and say, this is going to happen. They say, yes, and it does. What does that mean?
God. Okay. All right. I've got one more question for you, and there is something I also want to ask you.
Probably some more words that you had for me, right?
Always words, always.
I went on a tangent.
No tangent is bad, you know. Speaking to someone of ADHD who I routinely tell people I'm not of this world, and I mean it. So talking to you is a very gratifying sensation, you know.
Yeah.
It's a flowing thing, and I love it. I'm used to being the person who's only saying this to have a lovely back and forth. Gives me much strength and love and power, you know, so it means a lot to me. So I see no tangents here. Hence why I've shelved most of my questions, because I don't care. What I care about is fascinating dialogue, and of course, dialogue. The final words that I want to ask for Word Wonder is freedom. What comes with freedom?
Freedom.
Self-fulfilling, right? And
freedom. freedom.
Yeah, okay. If you can, the final question, the literal final question is, could you sum up what voice acting means to you in maybe 3 to 5 words, or however many bloody words you want to do?
Three exclamation marks.
This is why you're my oracle. I feel like at the end of this journey, you'll say one thing and I'll turn around and you're gone and I'm in a different location. But I'll have all this additional wisdom and you'll just be like a kind of head in the clouds and knowing I'm on the right path. So, yeah, the only thing, all I can say now is thank you, Ellie Ray. You've been incredible. I need you back on the show. I don't know when it's going to be, but you need to be back on the show.
And I'd love to.
Good. And everyone, please remember that Ellie will be in London on the 23rd of July for an amazing class.
And if I may, David, before you sing my praises, I want to take this opportunity to thank my muse for the day during this interview, David Sylvester Wolf. What an incredible name. A very powerful name and a very powerful orator, obviously. And to thank all of you and remind all of you, there is no I in team. We are a force. that is jubilant, euphoric, cathartic, joyful, flowing, positive, strength, filled with strength, validation, liberated, free. We are their greatest childlike energy. Those are all David's words. Of celebration. And we can choose it in every moment. You are not alone. You are not mistaken. You are not confused. You are powerful beyond belief. Never relinquish your sense of love, joy, and live in gratitude, and ease will be your best friend, and then all success comes towards you. Jump up and down, jump up and down, jump up and down, jump up and down in celebration, and all of a sudden little pebbles start to unleash. Jump up and down, jump up and down in celebration, more pebbles start to flow, and you realize instead of struggling to get to the top of the mountain, you bring the top of the mountain to you.
Fuck yeah. Well, the only thing I can say, again, Ellie Ray, thank you, and I'll be talking to you real soon when you come back on the show.
And you, I love it. And please promise me that you have sent that wonderful thing that you mentioned to me.
Oh, I will. The second we finish, I'm going to send it to Colin. Because, I'm very intrigued to know how it vibes with you. And yeah.
I love it. I love it. And I hope that we all fly with whales real soon together.
I think we will.
We already are. I mean, that's what we're doing right now. Points. That's it. That's all you need to know.